Hurricane Jeanne is threatening to hit Florida's eastern coast this weekend. Last week, when it was a tropical storm, Jeanne devastated the northern coast of Haiti. The death toll is rising. Massive flooding buried Haiti's third largest city, Gonaïves, in knee-deep mud, destroying homes and killing more than 1,100 people. Hundreds more are missing. Those who survived face the threat of disease as they struggle to bury the dead and search for food and potable water. Eric Mouifarine is a UN official in Gonaïves.
Could you describe for us what the town looks like?
Well, the center of the town has been completely destroyed and washed up. People are living on their roofs because the mud has been all over the place. And we have 20 shelter points for people who are completely homeless and who have lost everything.
So what is needed in Gonaïves?
At the moment, what is needed is support regarding civil engineering, reconstruction, putting in shape the health commodities, the hospital, the morgue, repairing the electricity and the water. And these are the major things we need, and keeping going with the pipelines of food distribution and water distribution.
What kind of help has the UN, the Red Cross, other non-governmental organizations, what kind of help have they been able to get into Gonaïves in the area?
The UN in itself has been providing support on logistics, security, transportation, security for distribution of the food and the water. That's on a daily basis. We are doing the collaboration with CARE. I mean, UNICEF is here doing an assessment regarding the children's situation and education situation. The Red Crosses are dealing with the death corps and trying to refurbish the hospital. And the other NGOs are dealing in water and in health and in sanitation.
Specifically, what have you seen? How are people managing?
Well, the water has disappeared for most of the town, but still there are some parts flooded. And the people are trying to recover little by little. They come to the points of food distribution, and little markets have reappeared. There is some little shops selling one or two items of food, and one or two bars have been reopened. Life is starting a little bit back, but still there's a lot to recover and a lot of effort to be put here.
And for you, in the work you're doing, is this overwhelming, or do you feel like you're getting it a bit under control in these first days?
It's starting to be under control. Some committees have been turned, have been created and are supporting us in the distribution of food. The major element is the lack of assets from the administration here and the government and the municipality and regarding civil engineering, which is very much needed.
So just a last question. Do you have a sense of time frame, how long it's going to be in a emergency situation?
No. For the moment, it's very difficult to make assessments because it's a large town and the people are moving from one place to another. So we cannot figure if the people are unfortunately missing or if they are just relocated in other places. And it will take a very long time because of the lack of manpower to be able to have real assessments on the situation to rehabilitate the town and to allow people to go back to their houses or their home.
Eric Mouifarine, thank you very much for talking with us.
Welcome. Bye.
The UN's Eric Mouifarine speaking to us from Gonaïves, Haiti.